A doctor came into his office and he said, this morning I've had 9 operations and I love it. Swamped in work, yet thrilled with his work and up to his neck in it. It's a great thrill to be a preacher. This week a chaplain over in France wrote me a wonderful letter and he said, during the past 6 months here in France, I have been privileged to lead over 100 soldiers, those American boys, to Jesus Christ. All because 12 years ago at Pinebrook, you introduced me to Jesus Christ. What a thrill. What an honor. Last night I gazed into the faces of thousands of young men and women at our rally at Convention Hall, and I tried to visualize this audience today, all over the nation. Soldier boys in France and men and women in penitentiaries and people of all classes hungering and thirsting for satisfaction. And I opened my Bible to Isaiah 55, and I read God's invitation. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. Come ye without money and without price. And it's truly without price. It's priceless. The gospel we have to offer is without price. And I wonder just how you feel today. We have nothing to sell you. We have nothing for you to join. There's no catch in this broadcast that we might get something from you. But you're going to go your way and I'm going to go my way. When this half hour is over, you can do as you please. But I wonder, have you not craved down in your heart, have you not craved sometime or other for real satisfaction? Have you not craved to really know if there's a heaven and if there's an afterlife? If there is such a thing as knowing that you've made your peace with God, haven't you had that desire way down in your heart? Oh, I know you have. And out in the world, you've gone and you've had what the world calls a good time and you've gone deep into the thrills that blacken the soul, but under it all, way down underneath, you've had heaven, you know. A real craving for reality. Then, my friend, you will never have it satisfied till you drink of the water of life. God will let you go on and on laughing and trying to be gay, trying to be a regular girl and a regular fella until you give up, until you catch a glimpse of the emptiness of it all, until you become desperate, until you become sick of sin, until you become sick of that superficial crowd that you hang around with. Until you see yourself as a failure. Until in your desperation you cry out to the Lord Jesus to save you. Then and only then do you drink of the water of life. Then and only then do you appreciate what Jesus did for you on Calvary. Oh, it becomes a life-giving liquid to your soul. I remember I was there myself one day. I remember I tried hard to be satisfied with the husk that the world did offer. I was in with a crowd, you know, and gay, and I laughed, and I cut up, but, oh, way down in my heart, I lacked something. I used to cry from my heart, oh, if I only knew, oh, if I were just convinced in my heart, I'd give it all I had. And I remember saying out loud with these lips of mine as I was chasing around out mad in the world, if this is all there is in life, there isn't much in it. And you're not kidding me when you're out chasing around. There's no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. I was thirsty, and I thank God that that thirst was quenched when I confessed Jesus Christ as my own sin-bearer and my Savior. That's why I come to you, you there now by the radio. That's why I long so that you might have him as your Savior too, for you need him, and you know you do. Then God makes an inquiry. Wherefore, he says, do ye spend money for that which is not bread? Why are you satisfied with the substitutes? Suppose you went to the grocery store tomorrow to buy a loaf of bread, and when you got home with the bread and opened the wrapper, you found it not to be bread, but a substance only half digestible. What would you do? Would you eat it? Or would you go back with the bread and say, I want some bread? The world today is eating it and trying to like it. When within their grasp is real bread, real satisfaction, that's what we have to offer. One man wrote into me this week from New York, and he said, what do you get so excited about? Trying to get people to say, well, what are you so excited about? Certainly I get excited. Why shouldn't I? When we've got real bread, real food for the soul, what a thrill it must be for the soldier boys over there as they go into Germany and into these other places rescuing our own boys that are prisoners there, undernourished and half dead, half starved. Oh, the thrill they must experience as they give them real bread. That's our thrill. Only more so. For ours is bread and water that causes you to live eternally forevermore. Then he implores us. God says, come unto me and your soul shall live. What tenderness. Come unto me and your soul shall live. Why, we should be begging him to let us come to him instead of him asking us to come. But the sinner must come. You've got to come. Don't let anything hold you back from coming to the Son of God. Oh, I know that you had it pumped down you when you were a child. I know that you were disappointed in some professing Christians or some other reason you have up your sleeve. But be big enough to see Jesus never has disappointed you. Be big enough to overlook those petty little excuses that seem to stand in the way. Of course, that's the thing to do. Then be big enough, my friend, to see that he offers you life eternal. He offers you forgiveness of sins, free, without money, without price. If you'll only come and mean business with him. Will you do that now? Right now, there by your radio? They tell me that some men were shipwrecked near the mouth of the Amazon. For days they drifted and were almost dying of thirst. They craved water. And their boat drifted on and apparently out at sea, and that finally it came across the mouth of the mighty Amazon that flows away miles and miles out into the sea. By accident, one of the men put his hand over the lifeboat and it touched the fresh water, and he put it to his lips, and to his amazement, it was fresh water. Almost hysterically, they threw themselves into the water, just dove right in and drank to their full. This life-giving water flows near your thirsty soul today, but you must come. You must drink it. You must confess it. You must receive it. You must taste and see that the Lord is good. And when you do that, my friend, he'll satisfy your longing soul and write your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life.